Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Doreen Orion. And she is a psychiatrist. She is also, she'd have to be to do this, an adventurer and the author of Queen of the Road. Hello, Doreen. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Well, tell us a little bit about the true tale of 47 states, 22,000 miles, 200 shoes, two cats, one poodle, a husband, and a bus with a will of its own.
Well, first of all, I have to correct you. I'm really not an adventurer. I actually had to be dragged kicking and screaming on this trip, which is why I've been called the Elizabeth Gilbert Antichrist.
I thought you got that title as an adventurer by default after it was over.
No, not really. I'm not much of an outdoorsy girl. I kind of prefer my nature through a window, actually. But my husband came home a few years ago and just out of the blue announced that he wanted to travel around the country and chuck it all and travel around in a converted bus for a year. So, of course, I asked, why can't you be like a normal husband in a midlife crisis and have an affair or buy a Corvette? And I informed him I would never, ever, not in a million years, live on a bus. We're actually both psychiatrists, but he's obviously a much better shrink than I am because we did the trip.
You didn't flip a coin. He just won. It was either be an adventurer at gunpoint or you're a divorcee.
Yeah, he's a very evil man. I don't know. I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
Tell us about the trip, how it started, and describe the bus for us. You called it a glorified tin can.
Yeah, it's 340 square feet of living space. And we had our 60-pound dog and two cats who hated each other. And we spent about 24/7 together for a year in that bus. Now, I don't want to give the impression that it's a hippie bus. My husband knew that as a former princess from the island of Long, if he was going to promote me to Queen of the Long Narrow Isle, it really had to be a fairly nice bus. And in fact, we went through the building process of it. We bought a bus, like a regular tour bus. We found it on a repo lot. It had been sitting there for a couple of years, tore out the innards, and had it converted into our kind of a home on wheels. And during the conversion process, I insisted that the passenger seat be made double wide so that I could have the cats up there with me. And also, I wanted to prove to my husband that when he lives his dreams, it's going to have some nightmarish aspects because I planned on growing a quite prodigious bus butt during that year. It was a very pretty bus also on the outside. So actually, even the first day out, when we were driving down a small town's main street, some people came out and kind of waved, and my husband said, look, they think we're celebrities. And I said, no, they think I'm a celebrity. They think you're a bus driver. So I was really trying to get him back for making me live on this thing for a year and giving up everything I knew and thought I loved.
Doreen, have you seen the movie Lost in America?
Oh, yeah. And we did go to Vegas, but we didn't gamble. Yeah, instead we had our marriage vows renewed on the bus with Elvis officiating.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
That was fun. Yeah.
Well, tell us about the nudist RV parks.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, my husband may be a psychiatrist, so he's very aware of hidden drives and deep-seated meanings, but he's still a regular guy, and regular guys want to go to nudist parks. So, of course, I told him I would never, ever, not in a million years. And then I realized, what is the use? The guy's got me living on a bus for a year. I obviously have no free will. Mm-hmm. So I was the one who actually looked on the Internet and found a park for us to go to in California. Mm-hmm. And, yes, everyone does walk around naked, even the maintenance guy, although he does wear his tool belt.
Well, I guess you have to come equipped. what about the alien convention?
Oh, that was a lot of fun. We went to the Roswell, New Mexico UFO Festival because you can imagine as psychiatrists, we were really looking forward to that as a rare opportunity to observe weirdness recreationally without the expectation we do anything about it. Mm-hmm. And we met some very interesting characters there and quickly tried to unlearn years of professional practice making eye contact with people. But it was very interesting, and we actually learned a very good a theory for why so many of us are taken so often by the aliens, and that's because we are someone's crop. Does make you stop and think.
Really? Hadn't thought about that. Well, I guess another pretty serious topic is armed robbery. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we had a lot of disasters on this bus. We had a fire. We had the armed robbery, the brakes kind of, well, he didn't quite know how to use them our first day out going down these steep mountain passes in Utah.
Okay, you're supposed to learn that before you start out.
I know. Well, it's a French bus, and he thought down, the toggle down was up when it was really down. Anyway, and I ended up developing a bus phobia, which I don't think I can be blamed for with everything that went wrong. But, the armed robbery came about probably about 4 or 5 months before the end of our trip. We were in Tucson, and we went to one of our favorite Mexican places there. We had lived in Tucson for many years prior to this trip, and guy just came in. We were the only people in the place other than the woman behind the counter. He waved a gun in her face, and she ran in the back and slammed the door shut and immediately used the phone to call her boss. So I like to think I would have had better customer service skills and would have at least, I'm not saying I would have hung around, but I would have at least called the police. So anyway, my husband, having done a lot of inpatient work with rather dangerous characters and worked in prisons and such, he was able to just give this guy a look, stare him down. I had my back to the guy. I didn't even really see much of this. And the guy ran out, and we called the police. And fortunately, everything turned out okay.
With all the mechanical mishaps and everything else that you could encounter, Doreen, what's the most important thing you learned about yourself or about America?
That's really an easy one, and it's not something that I expected at all. The bus thing, as we came to call it, really taught us that as many varied and different cultures and people we have in this country, and gosh, we met a lot of really interesting people, it seems like we all have one thing in common, and that is that really all that matters is spending time with people you love. And I know it sounds trite, and I know people say that all the time, but I don't think we really live it. And Tim and I were definitely guilty of this as well before we started the trip.
You're still married?
Yes, we're still married and very happily. But I think before then, we spent more time and energy supporting things and a lifestyle and not each other. And in spending 24/7 for a year in 340 square feet, we found that we were happier than we'd ever been. And what surprised me the most then was coming back, and we had always intended to sell the bus on our return.
You still have it?
We still have it.
How about
that? In fact, I was the one who said, you know what, instead of selling that bus, let's sell the house so we can bus full time.
Doreen Orion, our guest. Doreen, thanks so much for joining us. You can go to the website, queenoftheroadthebook.com. queenoftheroadthebook.com. We will be right back with more. Jack Ebling and Dave Benton. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.